Phil Hendry here. Coming January 1st, the most innovative radio program in the history of radio turns the internet on its ear. The Phil Hendry Show broadcasts the Tournament of Roses Parade, unedited and uncensored. Coming New Year's Day, it's a special live internet audio webcast featuring all of our favorite guests. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Wireman, Margaret Gray, and R.C. Collins without limits. You can't hear it on radio, you can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for details. That's www.philhendryshow.com for details. A Virginia law requiring parental notification before minors have abortions applies to the abortion pill RU486, according to state officials in Virginia. Now, RU486, as you know, is the so-called, and I say so-called, abortion pill. What it is a pill that women can take following conception, anywhere up to, I believe, 7 weeks of conception, and they are allowed to take this pill, and the pill will then create a miscarriage. And the woman who is pregnant with child is no longer with child. A lot of women involved in empowerment and women's rights issues have been weighing in on this one. Colleen Kristen Brewster, who is a part of a businesswoman's council in Orange County, is with us from Dana Point today. She's the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. You're a businesswoman very involved in women's issues, though, huh, Colleen?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. I have been involved in women's issues for all of the time that I have been in business because I really think that women need to hang together to make this a better place for women. And I'm very fortunate. A lot of great things have happened to me. A lot of really, really neat things have happened. And I want to make sure that it happens for other women, too.
All right. So the state of Virginia has said, and I think I'm being clear here, that the RU486 so-called abortion pill applies to the law requiring parental notification. So in other words, what does that mean? It means...
Phil, what that means is if an underage woman wants to take RU486 in the state of Virginia, she's got to tell her parents. And we really think that's wrong. We really, really think that that is not what... it doesn't understand women. It doesn't understand women's rights. And I'm really sad about that.
Give me some specifics on how you don't think this understands the rights of women. We're not talking about women, though, here, are we? We're talking about girls?
You know, Phil, I think that's a view. You could say we're talking about girls. But I know the people of Virginia want to know if their daughters are using RU486. But people, really, you need to loosen up. You were young once. And I really think that that's what this is about, Phil. Being young once.
And well, when you say being young once, I can understand being young once and having a feeling.
Phil, we're talking about young love. And it's something that...
How are we talking about young love?
Well, it's something I don't think that people can really understand. I don't think a lot of parents understand what it's like to have young love stifled and have youthful expression stifled. But here comes another, you know, law that's stifling the young people.
Okay. Are we not talking about an abortion?
No, we are not talking about an abortion pill. We are talking about a miscarriage pill. We are talking about a birth control pill. Do you know...
Yeah, but doesn't it cause an abortion?
It causes miscarriage, Phil. And it causes miscarriage in young girls who maybe let a boy get too close, and then the next thing you know, they need to have the RU46. But the RU pill...
All right, RU486.
Yeah, but the RU486 pill is important for young girls and young boys to try to be free with their love and not have... Do you know the song, Que Sera Sera?
Do we have that song?
Yeah, I think you do. I think Craig called me.
All right, so what did you do with it, Craig? It's in the digicar. Where? How? What? When? Who? Is it there? Now, what is this?
I think this really says it all.
This says it all, huh?
Yeah, for Young Love.
When I was just a little girl.
What is this?
This is Que Sera Sera. You never know. That's what Young Love is about.
Will I be rich?
What is this?
It's Que Sera Sera.
I know what it is.
Que Sera Sera.
What is this? What is it?
It's Doris Day singing Que Sera Sera. And if you want to know what the embodiment of Young Love is, it's this song. What? Every young girl has this on her tongue.
When I grew up.
This and some kind of stainless steel stud on her tongue.
What lies ahead?
All right, get out of here with that. So what are we...
Phil, what we're talking about is, you know, Phil, you're not a young girl in love. And when we fall in love, and maybe we let a boy get a little bit too close to us, you know, then we make a baby. But with RU486, the only thing you need is a good, sturdy paper, you know, paper towel and some panty liners. And it,
all right. See,
what
I'm having a problem with is that you seem to be turning an issue of pregnancy and choice and life into a Doris Day movie. And
no, it's just that Doris Day expressed something for a lot of girls, and that was what will be young love.
Hey, Sera,
we
Sera,
whatever will be will be.
All right,
the future's not ours to see. Que Sera. God, I like that. I like the movie it was from.
What movie?
How the West Was Won, I think, or something. I think Blood Alley with John Wayne. And speaking of Blood Alley, Phil, it is a miscarriage pill. It's not an abortion pill.
All right, we're talking here with... Hold on for a minute, will you, Colleen?
Huh?
Hold on. Colleen Kristen Brewster is talking with us from the Alliance of Businesswomen in Orange County. She's the owner of her own business. She's talking about the issue of RU486 being given to underage girls. Is this a parental notification situation? In some states, like the state of Virginia, parents must be notified before a daughter, for instance, has an abortion. And in Virginia, they feel that the dissemination of RU486 to underage women is the same situation. The parents need to be notified. I got Colleen on the phone here saying that this is about love. It's about young people falling in love and being free to be in love. And she made the comment that when a girl lets a boy gets too close to her and they make a baby, that's why they have RU486. Then she made a comment that I personally found offensive. All you need then is a good, sturdy paper towel. I don't know how you guys, what you think about this. I'm going to give you our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. And Colleen, I want to get you back on the line here. I don't want to hear Que Sera Sera or anything like that. I'm going to ask you a question, point blank. What do you mean a good, sturdy paper towel?
Phil, what I'm saying is, with RU486, you don't have to have a parent or an adult telling you what to do. You don't have to have a teacher telling you who to love. We don't believe in telling people who to love. We believe in loving freely. And
well, what do you mean you need a paper towel?
You obviously need a paper towel when you start expelling stuff. I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Yeah, it's real romantic until you take RU486 and then you need panty liners and a paper towel. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Hold on just for a minute. When she calls you up before the show, Craig, and asks you to get Que Sera Sera by Doris Day, tell her you got to check with me first, right? It's the Phil Hendry Show. Four four nine 8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, is with us. We're talking about RU486. What is this?
You know something, Phil? This is a beautiful song. It's called Town Without Pity. And it's an...
Oh, okay, hold on. Stop it. Stop the music. When I ask for...
Phil, this really says what I'm trying to say. This song...
It's not about you picking music for my show, which every time you're on, you do. It's about Craig doing this. Would you please let me know before you do this? What is this song about?
Phil, it's a song called Town Without Pity. And it's about young love. And it's about two people who fall in love, and the town thinks they're filthy. Let me read for you some lyrics.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Let me just read this for you, Phil. When we stop and gaze upon a star, people talk about how bad we are. And it,
you're talking about, are you 486, taking an abortion pill, and you're saying the only thing a young girl needs then are panty liners.
And a paper towel, yeah.
Okay, so she's having a miscarriage, just wipe it up with the quicker picker-upper, and on she goes.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, I'm in love now.
No, but did you ever have young love?
I guess I had young love. I don't know.
Listen to this. Craig, hit it.
Craig, hit it. Craig, don't hit it. Unhit it, Craig. Unhit.
Phil.
I'm going to let him play it, but I want to be the guy to tell him, okay? Go ahead, play this stupid song. What's this piece of crap about?
This is a great song about young love and how a town almost killed a girl and made her wear and made her have an abortion.
You're young and so in love as we.
Holy Jesus.
And
bewildered by the world we see.
Are you 486?
Why do people hurt us so?
All right, I get it, okay?
What?
I get it, okay? Turn it off. 1-800-449-8686. So let's give all the underage girls all the RU486 that they want, because what?
Because you've got a lot of adults out there who really, really don't get it about being in love. And they really, really...
And they really, really want to protect their, underage daughters too, okay?
That is so, so regressive and so wrong and so denying women's rights.
Girls have women's rights?
Even the girls' rights.
Yeah. Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, this woman is absolutely crazy. I don't know why you have her on. Parents should be concerned to protect their children.
Turn the music off, please. The lady's talking. Go ahead.
Well, this is about sexually transmitted diseases. It's about the trauma of all your life being ruined because you had to have an abortion and wipe it up in the back room by yourself.
All
when you
I'm
thought
saying
someone
is
was
with
in love
RU
with you,
486.
This woman is crazy.
With RU486.
When everybody was just having free love, children having children at 12, 13, 14 years old, it's pathetic. It's ruining our society. If she thinks that it's just nothing for a woman to have a
miscarriage,
she's nuts.
I guess you were never in love. I guess you were never in love as a young girl.
I was in love as a young girl, and thank God I had parents that told me holding hands was enough.
Do you know what young love is?
Yes, I do, and apparently you don't care at all about the rise of
syphilis and gonorrhea. Well, let me ask Bobby. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, what do you, I mean, not Bobby,
Chris, Colleen.
I'm sorry. Colleen, what do you call young love?
When a boy gets too close to a girl.
No, she calls it a roll in the hay to make you feel good for the second.
What young love is when a boy and a girl get too close. And they need to have...
They don't need to have fornication at the age of 12, 13, 14, 16 years old.
Oh, boy, your car phone's breaking up, dear. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, okay? Let me go to Thousand Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi. How you doing? Will you get that Gene Pitney out of here?
First of all, I want to respond to Colleen by saying, as a woman who has borne four daughters who are all teenagers...
Were you in love as a young girl, though?
I'm deeply offended by how irresponsible and ignorant you are on the subject of RU486.
Were you in love as a young girl?
In order to speak about you have to educate yourself first. You are completely irresponsible. This is not about miscarriage.
Okay.
This is about abortion.
But she says it's about being in love. And
young love is a very lovely thing. And the adults don't want any young love.
It has nothing to do with young love. What does young love have to do with getting pregnant and having an abortion at age 14?
Tell me what this means to you, then.
By taking a pill.
What does this mean to you?
By taking, you know about RU486.
Yeah, turn it off. What has this got to do with anything?
This is a song about like even a town like Thousand Oaks, a town without pity.
When you're young and
now,
so
that's not a fair judgment call. That's not a fair judgment call. You need to, you are ignorant.
I'll bet you if a girl's pregnant in Thousand Oaks.
You need to educate yourself about what RU486 is. You've been brainwashed.
No, I know what it is. I know that it's a drug that causes a miscarriage.
It is not a miscarriage.
What I am trying to say is...
Excuse me, but I have had 4 miscarriages.
What happened?
I am deeply offended
that
you put me in a category with women who take RU486.
Did you need a paper towel?
It's not
even... Yes or no, did you need a paper towel?
I hemorrhaged. Bled.
Okay.
I was hospitalized.
Sounds like
overnight
a paper towel.
Times 4.
I got to keep asking you, Colleen, how can you be this insensitive by saying, did you need a paper towel? The woman was in the hospital. Okay?
4 times.
What I'm asking, I think, is a responsibility on the part of any city father. Are there panty liners available to young girls in Thousand Oaks?
You know,
are there paper towels available?
What is that going
to
do?
To every
how is
woman
that
going to help? Absolutely an embarrassment.
Try to
you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hear that song? Why don't they help us? Try to help us.
You need to educate yourself because you are not educated. You cannot educate young girls.
Especially when you're talking about something. And then certain states like Virginia and probably in California, too, there's going to be some argument as to whether this is a parental notification thing.
Yes, argue
and
about something that you know about.
You know,
argue about
know
something.
About.
Educate yourself first and then I will listen to everything you have to say.
Well, I've been in love.
Well, so have I, and I am still in love.
Not when you're 15.
I am in love
right.
with a man I've been married to for 20 years.
All right. Thank you, dear. I got to take a break here or move on to another call. Do you hear what a lot of people are saying?
Phil, what they're saying is that they want control of young love. I hear what they're saying.
It's about little girls. It's about underage women, okay?
Yes. I hear what they're saying about underage women. But what they're forgetting is how strong that love can be. And how free young people want to be. And what is wrong with a pill that causes a little bit of bleeding and a little bit of a mess when it means in the long run we can be in love?
Isn't very pretty, what a town without pity.
I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster.
And do.
Hasn't been played on the radio in 8 million years, okay? Town Without Pity.
It was about a girl that was raped, and all they want...
I know what it was about. It was with Kirk Douglas, and it's about 40 years old, and it's Wichita.
That lady has never been in love. You know you have young love if you get knocked up at 14, and you understand what that means.
Wichita, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I disagree completely. I think it's wrong that young girls should be given a pill for abortions because they're being taught that it's okay to go out and have sex and not deal with the consequences. They're being taught that it's okay to do that, and it's not fair to other women that can't have babies.
What about Romeo and Juliet? Do you know Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In Romeo and Juliet were in love, but the adults didn't want them to be. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing with RU486. We want to be in love. And
by the way, Colleen, you're 28, right?
Yes, but I was young once. And Romeo and Juliet had to kill themselves. And that was before there was a RU486 pill.
That doesn't mean it's okay for young women to kill their babies. Because
I don't
that's
think it's...
getting them out of responsibility. That's teaching them they do not have to take responsibility for their actions.
You know what I think the problem is? I think, Phil, we have a semantical problem. If you take out a gun or a knife, yes, it's murder. Yes, it's killing. But this is just a quick swipe with a paper towel. That's not murder. That's cleaning up. And
oh, my God.
Well, it is.
The murder part
it
is taking a pill that takes its life away from it. That is a living
joke.
Get that song out of here. All right, ma'am, I got a break. Thank you. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Who authorized you to put this on? Who authorized you to put this on the...
When I was just a little girl...
Who authorized you to put this on, Craig? Turn it off! I'm sorry, but I'm losing control of a radio show. I don't want to hear that song again. Colleen?
Yes, Phil?
Why do I have to hear that?
Because those are songs about young love. And young love is really what we're talking about.
We're talking about young love and the need for young women to eventually have a parental consent before they take RU486.
Let me ask you a question. When you go to the bathroom, and I'm talking about number two, do you consider yourself a cold-blooded murderer?
Murderer of... when I go to the bathroom...
When you have a number two, do you consider yourself to be John Wayne Gacy?
As a result of going to the bathroom?
Yes.
No, of course I don't.
Because, you know, if it was murder, you'd be a serial murderer. Because every day, at least once a day, you go...
Forget it! No, I don't.
Then why would you consider a miscarriage, which is nothing more than going to the bathroom, to be murder?
Because...
Do women menstruate?
Yes.
Do they murder children when they menstruate?
No.
Well, there you go, Phil. It is just the body eliminating. When you sneeze, when you cough, when you take a leak, you're not committing murder. And you're not when you have a miscarriage.
All right, I can't...
I know you can't because you're not a woman. And you don't know what we go through.
Hours to see. Case.
Miscarriages are effortless. You don't even have to squeeze one out.
It will be.
Are we going to go to a call or something?
Yeah, we're going to go to a call. I'm shocked and I'm outraged.
Phil,
I am shocked and outraged listening to this. It's not murder, it's just a little cleanup. That's what you said.
Yes. And I'm sorry you're not a woman, Phil, and you don't get it.
I guess I don't get it. There's a lot of stuff I don't get. I guess I'm just an idiot. I guess that for all of the things that I... Well, you turn it off, man! If I hear K-Sara Sara one more time, I'm going to commit a miscarriage on you.
Ooh.
God.
You got it.
Here's Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Wichita, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted... I don't understand how she can compare a child with feces. Hello?
Hello?
You are so uneducated.
No,
it's
you
really
know something?
Sad. No, it really is sad.
What's sad about knowing the truth and letting girls be in love?
The truth that it's feces?
What is?
That you're saying that an aborted baby is feces?
I'm saying every day...
What a horrible example,
no,
woman.
No, every day we go through the...
Oh, you are pathetic. You are so pathetic. I am also
host,
a 28-year-old
To the
woman.
Host, may I be allowed to finish what I'm going to
say? No, because I'm on a cell phone and I really need to say something.
You're on a sailboat.
I said I'm on my cell phone.
Well, I want to be able
minutes,
to respond.
All right, you can respond after the lady in Wichita says...
No, she said that she misrepresented what I said.
No, I didn't. You just... said you gave an example of an abortion with feces.
I said every day we go through a process of elimination. We sneeze.
That is not
we take a dump, whatever.
That is murder. You're so uneducated.
Is it murder
really
when you sneeze?
Sorry for you.
Oh,
I
so
sorry
I guess
for
it,
you.
I guess it's murder when you sneeze. Is that it?
That's a little different. I'm not sneezing up a body.
How do you know?
Because
okay,
the
we're
body
getting
doesn't come out of your nose, woman.
Maybe not out of you, maybe not out of your nose.
Sex early, I understand about young love because I was once in love, and so was my sister. And my sister had a child at 14 years old, and it's been hell for her. But we have also helped her bring a
is
beautiful
a good,
child into this world.
Well, wait a minute. It's hell for her, but the child is beautiful. So
it was hell for her going through that at 14, but she loves that child, and that child is absolutely beautiful.
Okay,
and we are
and I'm
so
really happy
glad
for
that
her.
We did not. That nothing happened to
I'm
her.
Really happy for her, but all I'm saying is, you know, she could have used RU486 and she might have been happier.
Well, she wouldn't have because, you know, we consider that, I mean, as a Christian person that she is.
Okay, here we go.
That,
here we go. I knew it.
Well,
I knew it.
That's
Wait
the
a
way
minute.
It is.
People can be Christian. People can have religion.
I knew it. It rears
ugly
head. It doesn't
have anything
head.
To do
it's
with
It's got nothing
religion.
To do with religion, okay?
It.
The lady says she's Christian, but it's got nothing to do with it.
Let me just play a song for you.
No, I
don't you relate to the song? When you were
but
a young girl, didn't you remember?
People's morals and values come from Christianity or elsewhere. It doesn't really matter.
What about que sera, sera? What about young love? And what about when you get too close to a boy?
What about young love and you have a sexually transmitted disease for the rest of your life?
I think that, you know, if sometimes when you get too close to a boy and you allow him into your heart, you get gonorrhea.
Children cannot
oh,
be
yeah.
in love.
That's,
I don't believe that children can actually be in love.
Well, this
I think
is a very good question. Do you think that the children, what about, well, you mentioned
Romeo and Juliet.
What about Romeo and Juliet? Were they in love?
Romeo and Juliet is a fiction.
Were they in love?
Fiction.
They were in love.
It's fiction.
And do you know that Romeo could have had the drip? It doesn't matter. He loved her.
It's fiction.
Romeo had the drip. Where'd he get that?
Maybe from Juliet. I don't know.
Okay, gotta go.
All right, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, I...
That's
really
okay.
Could have gotten it from Juliet.
Have fun with the insane lady.
She might have picked it up from a stevedore.
Okay, that's fine. So Romeo had the drip. So every single solitary romantic notion that we have in this world has to be somehow tainted, stained, discolored by your observations regarding STDs and miscarriages. Every
Phil, I'm the one that's touting love here, and everybody else is on here calling it death, murder, and
you're the one who said you could sneeze and kill something. You're the one who said that taking a dump was like having an abortion. You're the one...
No, I said it was cleaning up. Pissing you off, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here is Elisa Viejo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Elisa Viejo, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, ma'am, are you there? We're going to hang up. Yeah, she hung up. Here's Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry... Oops. Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show.
Gonna,
hello. Philadelphia.
I'm not going to comment about your guest right now, but there was something.
Well, you're going to have to comment about the guest, or we're hanging up, okay?
There was something she.
Goodbye. Here is Coatesville, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Way to go, Phil.
Phil, how you doing?
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I was just going to say that this woman
you?
Is being
yeah.
very flippant about the whole topic of abortion. Now, if you just were to stray away from, you know, calling it, you know, killing a baby or. Or not. There's still the point of it being accountability to your parents, and I don't think you guys are stressing
and
that at all.
And that's what I'm saying, that you shouldn't have to worry about that, because it's not your parents that are in love. It's not your father that's in love.
Oh, I understand. I understand that it's not your parents. But I think a big pressing issue here is the accountability to your parents. If it weren't
Why
for
do
my
I
parents...
Have to, yeah, I tell my parents, Mom, Dad, I'm taking RU486. Thanks.
All right, thanks for your call. All right, good luck to you, Colleen, in the future. I don't know how this is going to go over in a lot of the states where they're...
Everybody!
When I was just a little...
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here is a group of people that should be chained by the neck and drugged behind a pickup truck. And I have no fear in saying this. There's four high school football players who allegedly raped a 14-year-old cheerleader in Michigan. I think any athlete, really, that engages in, you know, like Ray Carruth and, I know he's black, but it's got nothing to do with his race. Just has to do with the fact that he might be a little bit of a dirtbag. Who's the guy up in Green Bay? Haven't the Packers had a couple of people? Was there a Mossy Cade involved in something? Mark Chamora, allegedly. Allegedly. And I understand the cops were getting his autograph when they were booking him, too. You ready for that? They were getting Mark Chamora, when they booked this guy for some alleged sexual assault, were getting his autograph for the court bailiff. He's getting this guy's autograph. You got to be pretty hard up for entertainment. Now, here in L.A., of course, we're beyond that. We're so beyond that, both teams left. and we'll never have football here again as long as we live. How about just a little, maybe I'll look the other way. Maybe I promise to look the other way if they get a bunch of scumbags in here, just as long as I got a football team that I can go and take my kids to. Because my son last night, my stepson Nick, was saying, man, I've never seen a pro game. Can we go? I said, well, if you call San Diego pro, we can go down there, even though they lost six in a row. Look at this. O.J. Simpson kills his wife and nobody asks for his autograph. But in Green Bay. And by the way, for those of you who heard our last 45 minutes of radio comparing RU486, you know, and Bounty towels and panty liners, and, you know, there's no difference between having a nice bowel movement and having a miscarriage, and you consider that to be a lot of sick stuff concocted by typically sick minds of the male gender, sick male humor, stuff that no woman could possibly imagine doing, no woman could possibly imagine thinking up or concocting, no woman could possibly, in her right mind, even consider laughing at. The woman who wrote that is sitting in the next room, Melissa Morgan of our staff. Melissa writes all the stuff on our show. She's the sickest, most twisted individual, and she's straight. And she's going to be married next year. Hey, Melissa. Panty liner, bounty towel, hilarious stuff. Hilarious stuff. And a female writes our material. And we ain't talking about the fabulous sports babe here either. We're talking about a nice, straight, sweet girl who sprays our office every morning when she comes in with jasmine and patchouli water. She sprays the office with, like, mint and jasmine oil so that we have nice, clean sinuses and we can begin to create in a clean way. And then she comes in with her little herbal teas, you know. And then she comes in and she says, I got a great idea. How about comparing miscarriage to, you know, squeezing one off? Yeah, sure. Why not? What the hell? You're female. I guess you know. How foul. But we love her, and I didn't think of it. She did. And then after our show is over, she goes to yoga class. She centers herself. She meditates on the seven chakras and centers the whole prana and yana and all that yani stuff and goes home and listens to yani. And she's just all together and, you know, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. You don't drink, do you, Melissa? Never. Maybe a glass of wine. Never. She just doesn't drink. She just, not that she's an alcoholic, she doesn't like it. She never tried it, and big deal. Who needs it, right? And so she's very sweet. Her fiancé, they've rented a home, and, you know, they're getting ready for their life together. Oh, Mike writes, she wouldn't mind drinking. She's just not good at it. And then she writes this sick, twisted stuff. Because I remember we were looking for somebody to help us, you know, do a lot of the creating on this show, because this show is a very highly, it's an intensive program when it comes to creating concepts and things. And I interviewed probably, I don't know, 20, 30 people. And they were all men. I interviewed probably four women. Four women actually had the guts to come in here. And everybody that I talked to was a fan of the show, listened to the show, and wanted to be involved in the show somehow creatively. And there were four women who actually, I got my hats off to all the women that came in and actually interviewed for the job. But I remember thinking, well, if they're funny, they're funny. I don't care who or what they are. But I remember thinking there's a lot of stuff that we do that could be perceived as, what's the word that likes to, misogynistic. There you go. People like to throw that around. They couldn't even freaking spell it. How you doing there, Tim? Tim Kelly just walked by the glass. He convinced me to hire Melissa because I didn't want to. And anyway, I'm just kidding. So we interviewed about four women, and they were good. And then we interviewed a bunch of guys. And then the second to the last person I interviewed was Melissa. And in she comes, sweet girl with her little leopard skin purse and her Egyptian bangs and her, you know, and her nails painted red, and she sits down, and she hands me this stuff, and I'm laughing my ass off. I forget, what were the concepts you came in with, but they were hysterical, and I walk into Tim Kelly, he said, we got to hire her. He goes, I know, I already talked to her.
What if R.C. Collins, Margaret Gray, Harvey Wireman,
Doug Danger, what if they could all say whatever popped into their mind without the fear of the FCC coming down with its iron boot? Well, on January 1st, the Tournament of Roses Parade will be broadcast, or should I say webcast, as you have never heard it before. That's right. New Year's Day, The Phil Hendry Show features a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade. Complete with all of our favorite guests, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear our show without limits. You can listen via the internet for $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for details. www.philhendryshow.com for details. Anyway, I'll tell you this one. Since I've become a stepfather, about our parental notification, I don't know. I don't care. You know, let me just say this. It's your business. But since I've become a parent, and I used to be the kind of guy who would say, well, you know, I think a woman ought to be free not to notify her parents because, after all, maybe her dad's going to beat her up. If any kid of mine decided to have a medical procedure without my knowledge, I would require them to have the medical procedure because I would beat them within an inch of their life so they'd have to go in and see the doctor. Maybe not for the abortion, but maybe they'd miscarry after I beat them. Melissa, by the way, wrote all of that, what I just said. She'd get beaten so bad she would miscarry. Thanks, Melissa, for writing those lines that I just said. So that's, I don't know. Now, along the lines of charity and goodwill toward our fellow man, don't forget about our casino night. And that's going to be on November the 4th. The Phil Hendry Show and My Friend's Place present Dwight Yoakam. Dwight is a tremendous singer, songwriter, actor. He's a director. He's just directed a film. We're giving out tickets to that last week, and he's going to be performing at our casino night. Now, what is a casino night? Well, it'll be a gala with fundraising. We'll be playing craps. We'll be playing roulette. We'll be playing blackjack, and all of this money that we spend will go toward My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They're expecting close to 1,000 people. You can still get tickets, I think, by simply calling the following number, 323-908-0011, extension 102. The tickets are $250 per person, and they can be purchased by calling My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000 coordinator Elizabeth Faust. That number is 323-908-0011, extension 102. Or you can mail a check to Post Office Box 3867, Hollywood 90078. And they have corporate packages still available. And we'll let you know how we're going to give away those tickets to our live broadcast at the Museum of Television and Radio, which will be happening on November the 2nd. And that is it in Beverly Hills. We'll be doing that between 4 and 7 Pacific. I guess a lot of these things are for people who live in the L.A. area. If you're going to be visiting Los Angeles, you can try and score some tickets to see us do our show. Because for some reason, people like to watch while we do this idiotic thing. And we're going to be in about 150-seat theater. The way they work that over the museum, I think if you're a member of the museum, you get first dibs on tickets to these events. But there's going to be an entire week of broadcasting from the Museum of Television and Radio, culminating, I think, with our show and one other on Friday. And we're looking forward to that. So I hope you can join us for that. If you can't, that's cool. I didn't really want to do it because it's very difficult. We're going to be in a live theater setting, and it's kind of difficult doing what we do with a bunch of people sitting there laughing or whatever it is they're doing, or, you know, farting or getting up and going to get candy or I don't know. And Garrison Keillor, I ain't standing there with the crowd, so it's going to be really tough doing this live gig from the museum. But it gives people an opportunity to take a look at our show and how it's done, especially while I'm answering phone calls here during the break from people saying, I don't know whether you know it or not, but that's the same guy you had on 2 days ago. We know it. Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, when are you guys going to figure out that guy keeps calling all the time? We got it. Or this one that I just got. Ring, hello. Yeah, how stupid are these people that are calling in?